Chapter 3. The system verified that I was on the chat room's access list and allowed me to enter. My view of the classroom shrank from the limits of my peripheral vision to a small thumbnail window in the lower right of my display, allowing me to monitor what was in front of my avatar. The rest of my field of vision was now filled with the interior of H's chat room. My avatar appeared just inside the entrance, a door at the top of a carpeted staircase. The door didn't lead anywhere. It didn't even open. This was because the basement and its contents didn't exist as a part of the Oasis. Chat rooms were standalone simulations, temporary virtual spaces that avatars could access from anywhere in the Oasis. My avatar wasn't actually in the chat room. It only appeared that way. Wade3/Parzival was still sitting in my world history classroom with his eyes closed. Logging into a chat room was a little like being in two places at once. H had named his chat room The Basement. He'd programmed it to look like a large suburban rec room circa the late 1980s. Old movie and comic book posters covered the wood-paneled walls. A vintage RCA television stood in the center of the room, hooked up to a Betamax VCR, a Laserdisc player, and several vintage video game consoles. Bookshelves lined the far wall, filled with role-playing game supplements and back issues of Dragon magazine. Hosting a chat room this large wasn't cheap, but H could afford it. He made quite a bit of dough competing in televised PvP arena games after school and on the weekends. H was one of the highest-ranked combatants in the Oasis, in both the Deathmatch and Capture the Flag leagues. He was even more famous than Artemis. Over the past few years, The Basement had become a highly exclusive hangout for elite gunters. H granted access only to people he deemed worthy, so being invited to hang out in The Basement was a big honor, especially for a third-level nobody like me. As I descended the staircase, I saw a few dozen other gunters milling around with avatars that varied wildly in appearance. There were humans, cyborgs, demons, dark elves, Vulcans, and vampires. Most of them were gathered around the row of old arcade games against the wall. A few others stood by the ancient stereo, currently blasting The Wild Boys by Duran Duran, browsing through H's giant rack of vintage cassette tapes. H himself was sprawled on one of the chat room's three couches, which were arrayed in a U-shape in front of the TV. H's avatar was a tall, broad-shouldered Caucasian male with dark hair and brown eyes. I'd asked him once if he looked anything like his avatar in real life, and he jokingly replied, "Yes, but in real life, I'm even more handsome." As I walked over, he glanced up from the Intellivision game he was playing. His distinctive Cheshire grin stretched from ear to ear. "Z!" he shouted. "What is up, amigo?" He stretched out his right hand and gave me five as I dropped onto the couch opposite him. H had started calling me Z shortly after I met him. He liked to give people single-letter nicknames. H pronounced his old avatar's name just like the letter H. "What up, Humperdink?" I said. This was a game we played. I always called him by some random H name, like Harry, Hubert, Henry, or Hogan. I was making guesses at his real first name, which, he'd once confided to me, began with the letter H. I'd known H for a little over 3 years. He was also a student on Ludus, a senior at OPS 1172, which was on the opposite side of the planet from my school. We'd met one weekend in a public Gunter chat room and hit it off immediately because we shared all of the same interests, which is to say, one interest, a total, all-consuming obsession with Halliday and his Easter egg. A few minutes into our first conversation, I knew H was the real deal, an elite Gunter with some serious mental kung fu. He had his 80s trivia down cold, and not just the canon stuff, either. He was a true Halliday scholar, and he'd apparently seen the same qualities in me because he'd given me his contact card and invited me to hang out in the basement whenever I liked. He'd been my closest friend ever since.